This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Work sucks. They don't. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, I don't. It's probably part of it. You know, it's just everything's part of it, probably for sure, Todd. Type of games that we've been in, the type of quarterbacks we played against, the passing games, the receivers that we faced, all that kind of stuff. But we just focus on us. Not so much why, it's just what. Sometimes you kind of ride momentum. Sometimes you got to create momentum. Sometimes you've got to create momentum out of nothing. And I think in that game, an expression of that. You know, you're down to the point where the momentum is going so hard against you. And it seems overwhelming, but you still can create your own momentum. True for the offensive line, probably, but we're still a work in progress.
Taking a step in the right direction right now. We started off slow. Well, started the season off slow, but taking strides in the right direction.
They both won Heisman, so, I mean, those things are similar. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's the next opponent. That's how I see it. And as the days are going on, we're getting more dialed into what really he does best and try to see if we can make him one-dimensional.
Namdi Matabike talking about the comparisons that have been plentiful last couple of days between Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
As Jaden Daniels has been compared to Lamar, and we'll get into his commentary about that, or he doesn't like it. I think it's appropriate. He's just trying to be him. Just free to be Jaden Daniels, you see. And even Namdi Matabike said next opponent, you know, there might be similarities between Lamar and you're trying to replicate Jaden Daniels in a practice setting. But next man up, as the Ravens see, because they're all business right now. And comparisons are great. No, there's no rivalry between Baltimore and Washington. For the love of God, it's not a thing. Never has been a thing football-wise. Just get over it. And we'll talk about that with Todd Karpovich at 11 o'clock. But Jaden Daniels is a guy coming in pretty hot.
Yep. And good.
Four in a row.
Yep.
And he's played well. One of the main reasons, Vinny, they're 4-0, and we'll get into their film, because of him.
100%, Bob. 100%. That is, I'll give you a little heads up to when we get to the film. It's because of him.
Well, hey, look, again, we can get into comparisons. Maybe him 2018 to what Lamar was when he took up for Joe Flacco or took over. We can get into that. Heard Lamar talking about the offense through five games. And as you heard Lamar, man, a few words at times are progressing and paraphrasing, getting to where we need to be. And, you know, we'll do the stats tomorrow, but we can tease a little bit. Offensively, if you look at the stats, They're kind of high up in a lot of those areas. And it might not be thrown for a ton of yards, but their passing efficiency is among the best in the National Football.
Well, the thing that's pretty cool, Bob, is they've shown that unlike 19, they were the most dominant run offense in the history of football, but throwing a football was a struggle. Now they can do both. I mean, they are good at both, and they have multiple receiving options, which, like, how many guys caught balls last week? A bunch, you know, and then they can run the football. They got two guys that can run it. And the best part is the O-line's starting to get better. That's helped the most.
And we heard John Harbaugh talking about the offensive line starting to develop. Maybe they found their identity, air quotes. Maybe, most importantly, Vinny, they found their five starters.
Yes. Yes. And poor Voorhees for getting hurt. But, I mean, that's kind of been his M.O., Bob, is even at SC and stuff. He's been hurt a lot. And then it was easy to kind of get your five best guys on a field. And because the game that Voorhees got hurt, he was the worst one in that game. So it kind of worked out. They took out the weak link and put McCary over to left guard, and that's been good. And Rosengarten is a work in progress, but he's being okay, but he'll be real good next year.
And developing, and Daniel Falele, his improvement has been leaps and bounds from what, week one, basically, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes, it's like the light turned on. You know, all of a sudden, he just looked like a different guy, which good for him and good for the Ravens. And you know what? Congrats to George Warhop, the new O-line coach who had to take over, unfortunately, for Joe D, you know, when he passed. So I'm happy for Daniel because he's looking more and more like a player.
Now, here's the interesting one. We open with John Harbaugh talking about the run defense is so good that teams are forced to throw just because they can't run the ball. I'm going to go amateur leather couch psychiatrist guy here. That's him trying to defend his defensive backfield a little bit.
Thank you.
Because the pass rush hasn't been terrible.
Nope.
I mean, it's not the 2,000 Ravens or 85 Bears or whatever it is. Think of great pass rushing teams. But they're getting cooked a little bit. And they have at times. I mean, Dak Prescott shredded them. Fourth quarter in Dallas. Gardner Minshew now benched, did it in Baltimore week two. And obviously Joe Burrow was lighting him up in a big way. So he's, I don't know.
Bob, what's the NFL?
I don't know what he's trying to say.
The NFL is a copycat league, right? Sure. So if you're struggling in one area, you're gonna attack that area. And that's what teams are doing. And what are they finding out? If you move and shift, they screw up. You know, they have miscommunication in the back end, and that's what teams are doing. So that's what teams are attacking, because if you look at attempts, rush attempts, teams don't rush it a lot. Pass attempts, the Ravens almost have the most pass attempts in the league, Bob, where rush attempts, they're fourth least. You know, I mean, people have thrown it 187 times on the Ravens, and they've rushed at 99.
So let me, I guess the question was, they're throwing because they can't run, or they're throwing because, oh, there's the weakness of the team right here. Let's exploit it.
I would say, well, when you're looking at the Ravens and you're an offense and you're saying, okay, how do we attack them? Now, their defensive front, I mean, and we've been talking about Travis Jones. We've been talking about Matabike. We've been talking about all these guys, you know, and your linebackers are good in the run, and they're stout at the run. So, okay, and right now they're very vulnerable in the secondary. So we'll give it we're not going to base our game plan on, yep, we're going to run the ball all day on these guys. No, we know we're going to struggle, so we know we're going to have to throw it. So, I mean, it's kind of that. What is the strength of the defense? The defensive front. Okay. So we're going to attack, you know, what we can attack.
Which is crazy because the perceived strength of the defense was supposed to be the secondary. And we'll get into all of the
Can you imagine, Bob, if they get the secondary to what we thought they were, you know, and mesh it together, then we've got something.
Then you have a number one defense, yes. Top five in both categories. And we'll get into that as well. And we'll talk about the Commanders on film. They won four in a row. They opened with a loss at Tampa. Got diced up, their defense did, by Baker Mayfield, but they won four straight, some of the high-scoring variety, some of the ugly variety, but four wins in a row should not be sneezed at, and the Ravens won three straight themselves. So what we have here, ladies and gentlemen, coming up at 1 o'clock at M&T Bank Stadium is a battle of first-place teams with Jim Nantz and Tony Romo on the call. They got the A-team. For CBS, NBC wanted to flex this thing to Sunday night, and rest in peace, Dikembe Mutombo'd it, and it's staying on CBS, and we'll be down at the Horseshoe Casino. We got Baltimore Game Day Uncensored coming up in full effect at 10. We'll break it down as well in regards to what we're going to be doing, so stay tuned for that. But if you want to talk Ravens Commanders, I don't think it's a rivalry. Most rational thinking people that have been around long enough to know it. Hey, look, Baltimore didn't even have a team for 12 years. And that was basically during the strength of the Joe Gibbs era. Joe Gibbs took over in 81. They blew out the Colts down at RFK Stadium. 82, the Colts didn't win a game, which led to them drafting Elway. Didn't play the Redskins. 83, and the Redskins won the Super Bowl, went back to the Super Bowl. 83 was the last Colts season. Didn't play the Redskins. They left. And Baltimore didn't have a team until 96. Now, there's no rivalry. And even in the 60s, when they were in the same NFL, the Colts were so good. Redskins sucked back in those days. No, there's no rivalry. You can't even create it. We just talked about it. They're not in the same conference. Obviously not in the same division. Yeah. They play every couple of years. There's no import into any of these games. Anyone would sit here playing the Steelers, Bengals, Browns versus playing the Commanders? Come on, man.
Bob, how many?
The Bills, the whoever, the Chiefs? Come on.
When it's like Pittsburgh week or whatever, Bob, I mean, the calls that come in, it's all about, you know, we haven't had any, even the Baltimore fans aren't calling in talking about the Redskins.
The only reason this game's getting any level of intrigue.
Thank you.
Is because they're both playing well and the two quarterbacks.
Two quarterbacks.
You got an MVP leader in Lamar going for number three. And then a guy that's the leader right now for offensive rookie of the year, even though Caleb Williams is starting to pick up the pace.
Right. And then the talking heads on TV are saying, you know, if Jaden Daniels can win this game, then is he, you know, the MVP leader?
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. Ravens are 6.5-point favorites in this game. You want to get in, you can. 410-583-1057. It is Total Request Thursday. That means you pick a song. We'll play it starting 11 o'clock. Get your votes in. Featured artist Friday, baseball playoffs. Phillies are done. Dodgers stay alive. Tigers, they're at advantage against Cleveland. And the bleeping Yankees. How about Giancarlo Stanton looking like Giancarlo Stanton from 10 years ago? So we got two games today. American League, and then you got NFL football, you got Seattle and San Francisco, two, quite frankly, struggling teams, both on a little bit of losing stuff going on. You can hear it on a fan. Talk about that college football weekend, pretty plentiful of strong games. NHL season has started. We got some matchups, NBA right around the corner. There's plenty to get into. Big fight coming up if you're a pugilism fan. B-Vol and Better BF for the Unified Light Heavyweight Championship of the World. No shortage of sports targets. We got you covered. It's Vinny Hady Nolan here.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On the fan. In this game, and we'll do keys, and, well, we can analyze it for the next 48 hours. Yep. But said it yesterday, could be wrong, usually am. Reminds me of Detroit last year. Lions more explosive offensively.
Better roster. Too.
Coming into Baltimore.
No doubt.
But they were like the hot news cycle. Watch out for them. And the Ravens just spanked them right out of the gate. I'm kind of seeing that being the case Sunday at 1. But we'll find out in 4 days. But either way, it's good that Washington's relevant. Because when the schedule came out, this was one you put a W next to.
Yes.
Still will. Spoiler alert, but maybe not as surefire a W. Same with Denver coming up in a couple of weeks, by the way. So things are interesting here, but if the Ravens can navigate Washington and Denver at home and then go down to Tampa, they're going to run away with the AFC North.
Right. Bob, I would say this. If Jaden Daniels has a bad game, Washington has no chance. If Lamar has a bad game, the Ravens still couldn't win.
All right, let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Kai in Reisterstown. Kai, what's up?
What's up, my guys? Haney, Benny, what's going on, man?
What's up, man?
How y'all guys feel? Hey, look, and by the way, Bob, that fight is one of the most important fights of the year. And who you taking? Better Beatez or
I'm leaning towards Bivol. And that whole the fight card, Kai, as you know, is pretty stacked, as a matter of fact.
Oh yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
And it's gonna the main event's at 6. The fight start around 1. That Bob Haney's gonna be in his happy place for that one. Because those Vegas fights, I'm drooling on my pillow by the time the main event starts.
Yeah, you gotta record it. But look, Vinny, I'm so excited about this this game, man. The hype is here, man. Listen, Zach Orr, I think to start it off, I think there's no rivalry. You guys are right. In the words of Kendrick Lamar, they're not like us. Man, they're not like us right
never
now.
Never been. It's never been never. A rivalry. Even going back to never. The Colts, never.
I want to see Vinny. I want to see heavy personnel, man. With Zay or Bateman. One-on-one. Let's try to get them one-on-one matchups. And that's what I want to see. Heavy personnel with, like, Bateman or Zay, one-on-one matchup on the outside. I think Todd Monken, he's kind of warming up, in my opinion. He got all the tight ends involved last week. I think he's warming up. Of course, we're going to run the ball. I don't think they're not going to be able to stop us. I'll put Wiggins on McLaurin over there. So I think it's going to be a good matchup. But the thing with Jaden Daniels is, he can extend the play just like Lamar, so you got to keep some type of spy on him. Vinny, would you sit our linebacker down on third down, but would you bring the DBs out on third down, just leave out middle linebacker, Simpson. Would you put him on first and second and then bring Stevenson, all those other guys, Hamilton? Because I think Hamilton going to have a big game. Matter of fact, Hamilton, you got it. That's our spot right there, Hamilton, on Jaden Daniels. So I think we got everything covered, man. I'm excited about this game. And Cordell, you know what it is. Man, Cordell got a little bet going on, so I'm excited about this one, man. I'm more excited about this one than the Steelers, to be honest with you, when we play the Steelers.
All right, Kai, thanks for the call.
Bob, that's the first. He asked questions and then answered them.
Sometimes that happens in the world of sports talk, but he's excited.
Yeah.
And it is more interesting than it would have been, say, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Yeah. But I still think there's a major advantage in favor of the home team.
Yeah. I mean, Bob, it's kind of like I think we did with Buffalo. If you looked at the offensive rosters, how many guys would you take of the Washington team compared to the Baltimore team offensively? You know, 90% of the guys you're going to take on the offense are going to be Ravens. And on defense, hate to say it, probably nine guys or so you're going to take Ravens.
All right, let's go back to Baltimore. Bring in G. G, you're on the pay. Vinny Haney and Nolan McGraw's over there.
Morning.
What's up, G?
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm glad that they got Zach Awesome help. I thought he was in over his head. And so by them bringing in Dane Pease, I hope it helped them out. And the other thing is, next time you talk to Q, tell them the Jets could have saved a whole lot of money if they went and got Joe Flacco instead of Aaron Rodgers. Because Joe Flacco was out playing Aaron Rodgers right now. And I shut up and listen. Thanks.
All right, G, thank you. Didn't they have Joe Flacco, though, on a couple of different occasions?
Yeah, they did. They did.
So he lived that life, and obviously it did not go well for him. But the old fighting Flacco's, he's going back to the Pines, according to Shane Steichen, the Colts coach. So, and Richardson practiced yesterday. And they did lose Sunday, let's not forget. But he played his ass off, Joe Flacco.
Yeah. Now, the Zach Orr thing in over his head, I just think that maybe a little overwhelming at this time. And, you know, because I just pulled up the coaching staff, Bob. I mean, when you look at the defensive staff, Chris Hewitt's the passing game coordinator who's been there forever. And otherwise, you've got defense. Inside linebacker coach is Mark DeLeon. I think he's had a little bit of NFL experience, but he's never been a coordinator. Defensive line coach is Dennis Johnson. I think he came straight from college. And then the secondary, where's the secondary coach, is Mallory. Doug Mallory, who's never, you know, he's never been a pro coach before. So you don't have a lot of experience there, and you've got a rookie coordinator. So who do you lean on?
Well, that was a subject that we've discussed, and Nolan even said, you know, Zach Orr, play calling, lack thereof,
yeah,
not really having a veteran sounding board could be a problem. And maybe it is. I guess it is. That's why they brought Dean Pease out of retirement. Apparently approached him in June, and he thought the time wasn't right. We have time for another call. You make the call. Nolan says yes to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Rashawn.
No, we don't do that. That's an amateur move. That's Rashawn. You've done that a couple of times now. When you're on hold, you're waiting for us. You have to pay attention to the equation. And if you're working, just work, man. Get the job done. That's why my gas and electric bill was $320 this week. Hey, time for another call. Nolan, you make the call, says yes or no. He says no. It's Vinny at 80-1057 The Fan. If you're on the phones, Bill, Kevin, and Q, we'll get you when we come back. Got Vinny's film study. We'll start with the Washington Commanders. Where are we going, offense or defense?
Let's go offense.
We'll go offense later in the hour. We got Todd Karpovich, BaltimoreSports.com, preview the game. We got the whip around left 15, what happened in the world of sports last night, and historically in Ravens and Orioles history, we got that. And we'll talk about the baseball playoffs. Mike Bordick, how about the Tigers and the Dodgers went bullpen games and both threw shutouts? Watching all these things. The Tigers, what? The Royals? Padres got housed. Phillies got eliminated. Went quietly into the New York night. Francisco Lindor Grand Slam wins it.
Yep. If you kind of look at, Bob, who was the hottest teams at the end of the year? Detroit. Kansas City won like a few at the end.
Yeah, but they had 2 7-game losing streaks in September.
Yeah, the Yankees didn't.
But Orioles had won 5 of 6. It scored a ton of runs till they didn't. Padres were 50-50 at one point.
Yeah.
And they were crazy down the stretch. But anyway, we got like tomorrow's Maryland and Northwestern.
Yeah, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock.
Which we'll talk about with Keith Cavanaugh tomorrow. But we also have the Dodgers and the Padres game 5. So get a little fun Friday sports extravaganza. But we're here on Thursday talking about what's happening in the world of sports. Ravens, Commanders, Sunday. Ravens 6.5-point favorites in that matchup. We have Thursday night football, San Francisco at Seattle. We'll talk about that as the show progresses. But let's get to the phones. Let's go to Bill in Baltimore. Bill, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today, man?
Wonderful.
Hey, Bill. Good, good. I just want to talk about a little bit about last game and the next, and then get you guys, because number one, Bob, I agree. I think this reminds me of the Detroit game, this Washington game.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at last week, Vinny, I want to get – one of the things that I'm seeing with the secondary is I think Marcus Williams has to play better. Watching that game, he's not showing up in nothing that I'm seeing him do. You know, yeah. Have you watched him at all?
Oh, we talked about this yesterday because I watched a lot of film. I watched every play that he did in that game. And because of that, I went back and looked at the Kansas City game in the AFC Championship game because I couldn't believe how soft he was playing. And he was a totally different player the year before. And that was with one arm. He was much more aggressive. He's playing extremely cautious. Is what he's doing, and I don't know why. He's not making any plays. He's not involved, and his tackling is not physical at all. So, you know, maybe Dean Pease coming in, and Dean originally was a secondary guy. So maybe with Dean coming in, maybe hopefully that the secondary makes some strides.
Mm-hmm.
But you were seeing right.
Yeah. And then my other point, Vinny, was the special teams again last week. I'm glad Justin hit that kick. But, I mean, this guy touching the ball and not picking up the punt, those things got to get fixed when we won. And, you know, we play better teams, in my opinion. And then I just love the way Lamar is spreading the ball out, man. I think it's remarkable. I think you can just tell that he is running this offense. And he looks so much more comfortable than last year. And he did great last year, but it's another level this year. And I just want to say, I think we're going to blow the skins out. You guys are out, man.
All right. Bill. I'm with you. Well, maybe not a puffy pants blowout, but a comfortable double-digit win.
Mm-hmm.
And look, Lamar won MVP last year. Let's not forget, for the second time.
First year in the offense.
But he is playing, if you look at him statistically through 5 games compared to 2023, he is far exceeding what he was doing early. And the Ravens were 3-2 last year, coming off a loss at Pittsburgh going into week 6, then going to London against Tennessee. They're 3-2 this year, winners of 3 in a row, and he just won Offensive Player of the Week.
I just think, like, look test, Bob. He looks more confident. He's throwing the ball more confidently, and he has trust in a lot more receivers, and he's in charge of the offense. He's in control of that offense. Plus, he's got a big hammer back there that I think helps him out a lot. So, yeah, things are going good right now for Lamar Jackson. And Is this, Bob, last year? I can't recall, but I mean, they won 14 games. So, I mean, they went on a run after this.
They were 13-4 last year.
Yeah.
They won a couple in a row, and then Cleveland beat them here.
Yeah.
Because remember, as I keep pointing out, Ravens lost four times at home last year.
Yeah.
So this is not, oh my God, we're going to M&T Bank Stadium. It's like Lambeau Field with Aaron Rodgers in a playoff game. Everyone's afraid. They wind up losing most of the time. All right, let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go get Q in Pikesville. Q, what's up?
Yeah, good day, fellas. Yeah, first and foremost, man, I forgot Boss's name. Boss man that said we'd rather get Flacco for the cheap. No thanks, Boss. I'm good. I'll stick to my four-time.
And Flacco was already there for a couple of years.
Yeah,
he was garbage. I'll stick to my four-time MVP, Super Bowl winning, Hall of Fame quarterback. Thanks. As far as Baltimore and Washington goes, you already touched base on that with the robbery thing. I don't know if it's a robbery or not.
No, it is not.
You more that's what I'm about to say. You more qualified to talk about that, but from my experience, I would definitely say it's a city competitive between the two. I've been around D.C. dudes. I've been around Baltimore dudes. The way they talk about the other city is heavy competitive, just in general.
No. It's more of a Baltimore versus Washington as entities, not sports teams.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's why I just said no sport. I'm speaking in general.
Yeah.
It's a competitive. Who can outdo the other one?
Now, they're douchey transients, and we're Baltimoreans. It's two different things.
Just like our...
It's the same thing with New York. Like, we got Bronx versus Brooklyn. It's a competitive nature. You understand what I'm saying? That's what it is, just in general, not just the sports.
Well, where it all galvanizes, Q, because Vinny's not from here, with all due respect, Maryland and D.C., Baltimore and D.C. get together for the Terps. Especially basketball when they're doing well. And then when the Terps sucked, then all the D.C. guys jump on Georgetown's testicles, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I got you. And to wrap the call up, when I got off the show with y'all yesterday, I wound up calling Ken and Jason afterwards because they brought up the same question. Is it a robbery between D.C. and Baltimore? And I brought up the conversation that I had with you and Vinny yesterday as far as the O's are not the Yankees' rival. They are a pesky division opponent. Because when I hung up, I heard you say they're rivals because they're in the same division, and that really doesn't hold weight. And Ken basically was like, Q, you're right, because he feels, in his mind, as an Orioles fan, the teams that you know how you ask this question year in and year out. Who do you hate more, the Yankees and the Red Sox? And I was telling you, you flipped the script, and you asked Yankees fans, who do they hate? The Orioles are not brought up. So he was basically saying, the teams that the Orioles rival, quote-unquote rival, they don't rival y'all back. And he brought up Maryland, too. He said y'all rival Duke, but Duke fans don't pay y'all no mind. They worried about NC. So that's pretty much what I was saying when I said that yesterday.
Well, right now, we're not talking historically with the Red Sox. We're dumb enough to trade Babe Ruth from Baltimore, by the way, to the Yankees. That goes back historically. And no self-respected Baltimorean would ever root for the Yankees or the Red Sox. But right now, if you ask Yankee fans who's more of a pain in their ass, it would be the Orioles, not the Red Sox.
In the narrative now, Bob, you're seeing...
October the 10th. Who's the bigger rival, Orioles or Red Sox to the Yankees?
It's still the Red Sox, but the Orioles are a pesky division opponent. Before the Orioles, it was the Rays, and they never looked at the Rays as a... remember a couple years ago when it was everybody's Cinderella team out the AL?
I hated them,
They had the Yanks number, but yet, at the end of the day, we never looked at them as rivals.
And by the way...
Orioles have took that place.
Q, I hear what you're saying. Good to hear from you. No doubt. But if you're of a certain age... Duke sucked in the 70s. Carolina, because Lefty hated North Carolina. Lefty went to Duke. Maryland, North Carolina, and NC State for Maryland's rivals. The Duke thing didn't become anything worthwhile until Krzyzewski got there because they were terrible through much of the 70s. There ends the history lesson. It's Vinny and Haney, 105. Yeah, people of my age who are now Duke testicle swingers were Carolina testicle swingers in the 70s. It is what it is. All right, got me running hot talk college basketball already. We haven't had opening tip-off yet. We'll come back. Film breakdown. We'll start it. Washington's offense. They're coming in. How many points have they scored a game?
30.
Yeah, they're right there with the Ravens. But are they as good as the Ravens offensively? You'll find out next.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup.
Who's your connection?
You sound like a cop to me.
Who's your connection?
Enter Vinny's Film Room on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan here on this Total Request Thursday. Ravens host the Commanders, winners of four in a row. Washington, they come to Baltimore. High-scoring offense. Is there more to it than just the stats? Let's break down that film.
Yeah, let's start with the Commanders' offensive line. Basically, as a whole line, the left tackle Cornelius Lucas. I mean, Bob, when you look at their line, they're all four of the five are from other teams. None of them. The only draft pick they have is Sam Cosmi, the right guard. Now, the left both tackles, I think, are kind of stiff guys. They're not great. You know, they don't move laterally well. They're not good knee benders. They're not that athletic. You can get some bull rush on them. But I give Haircut credit for his play calling.
Oh, Kingsbury.
Yeah, Kingsbury. Because they get the ball out quick. And, you know, he's protecting his line also. Like the guard, Allegretti, the Ravens just played against him last year in the championship game from Kansas City.
Yeah.
So I don't... They're not a knock-you-off-the-ball run-blocking team. They're going to have a hard time running the football at the Ravens. I don't know how they're going to, unless the quarterback's going to get yards. That's it, because the Ravens up front can dominate that line because the Ravens are much more physical than Washington's offensive line. And they had a hard time. Like, Bob, early in that Cleveland game, Cleveland was probably three and out. You know, they couldn't run the ball a lick. And the D-line would be in the backfield all day. Plus, Cleveland doesn't have Roquan Smith as their linebacker either. So I like their advantage in the run game. And passing, I think that they're going to have the ability. I think the inside guys, I think Matabike and Travis Jones are going to have a chance. You know, I mean, Matabike, he was on a heater last week, you know, against... He was walking those dudes back, but the ball was coming out so quick. And Jaden Daniels isn't as experienced as Burrow was to get rid of the ball that quick. So I can see inside pressure coming on the inside. Now, their receiver, Terry McLaurin's a hell of a player, number 17 for them. He's a good man route runner. He's good in zone. He catches. He's got great speed, all of that. Other than that, you know, Bob, Cleveland came out, it would be exactly what I would... They came out lined up in their face playing man coverage. And then I would have somebody over the top to double McLaurin, and I'm going to man up with their other receivers. I'm not scared of them. It's kind of like how it was when they played Buffalo. McLaurin, yes, he can beat you. But
and he's been getting more involved with each passing game, too. No pun intended.
And he looks for him. And then tight end Zach Ertz. I mean, Zach's old. And Zach doesn't run well, so I'm not worried about him either. So none of those guys, other than McLaurin, he scares me. Otherwise, no, they don't scare me a bit. Brian Robinson Jr., the running back, number 8, he's a good player. He's strong. He's got some burst and stuff, but he's not going to have any holes, you know, and they're going to try to run him. I'm guessing they'll try to run their option type stuff. You know, to get him involved, the read game. But I just think they're going to have a hard time. And the bottom line is this whole offense is based around Jaden Daniels. He throws the ball well, throws a good deep ball, throws a very nice deep ball. And he can run. He's a skinny dude. He can run. Bob, every one of his scrambles was to the right. He wants to throw to the right where he can, you know, throw the ball. The one he hit McLaurin, he was scrambling to the right. I never saw a scramble to the left. He's not as comfortable going left as he is right. So keep him. What they've got to do with him is keep him contained. Keep him in the wall. You know, like for the rushers on the outside. It's not as important for you to get there it's important for you to keep him boxed in. You know, that kind of a slow rush and keep your eyes on him. And that's kind of what I... But do not let him... You know, like if you're going to spin back inside, you better get him because he's going to flush on the outside. And that's when he becomes dangerous on the outside, throwing or running when he gets out on the move. I mean, the big plays they made, Bob, were him scrambling around, you know, throwing a ball or running it. Their explosive plays were him. And then they'll run their zone read stuff and then try to get him on the outside. But they'll run the quarterback sweep and those types of things to get him going. But he's going to throw the ball quick, Bob, and he'll throw the ball deep. You know, if they're backed up, they'll throw the bomb. And you know it's going to come. Stevens, they're going to throw you the deep. The deep ball is coming to you. It is coming. They're going to take a shot. Deep ball, which I would every game. I take two a game on Brandon Stevens. And I'm, you know, maybe I get a PI or my guy catches it. But they're a, right now, decent running back. Got one outstanding receiver, average O-line, average tight end. Quarterbacks makes, he's the straw that stirs that thing. If they can contain him, and he could have had about three picks in that Cleveland game, Bob. I mean, they dropped a couple. He threw one in the red zone. So, I mean, they could have. And I think they're going to try to – I think they'll confuse him some. But I think the defensive line up front is going to be able to control things and make things a lot – very difficult for them, I really think. And secondary, double McLaren and everybody else, you know. And, you know, so if you put Wiggins on McLaren, I'm having somebody else – back behind. I'm not trusting Wiggins by himself because he's, you know, Wiggins. Then you don't, Nate, don't grab so much. You got help. You know, you don't have to grab, but you can run with him. And then the other thing, Bob, what Harb's talked about a couple weeks ago with Josh Allen, plaster. When the quarterback scrambles, plaster those receivers. The touchdown they gave up to Buffalo was a scramble play.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Will come back, talk about this game. Todd Karpovich, BaltimoreSports.com, whip around 11:15. Busy night on the ice in the NHL. Yes, the season has started. Some historic stuff happened on this June.
I wish.
October the 10th, as the Orioles, you know, they did some good things. Ravens did a pretty awesome thing, and we'll get into all of that good stuff. And then Mike Bordick will talk about the baseball playoffs with him. Phillies are done. Kind of a stunner, but then is it really, given the way that the season has played out with no real dominant team?
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.